All right, now here's a voice that many American troops came to know in Vietnam.
How are you, G.I. Joe?
The broadcaster, who the troops nicknamed Hanoi Hannah, died last Friday at 87 years old in Ho Chi Minh City. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has her story.
Zhen Tingo broadcast under the pseudonym Tu Heng, or Autumn Fragrance. Pictures of her show a petite woman with curly hair and a broad smile. At the height of the war, the Voice of Vietnam aired 3 30-minute segments of hers a day. The North Vietnamese Defense Ministry's propaganda department wrote her scripts. Their aim was to degrade U.S. troops' will to fight.
Defect, G.I. It is a very good idea to leave a sinking ship. You know you cannot win this war.
There's a better life for me and you.
Jen played rock tunes such as We Gotta Get Out of This Place by The Animals. She read the names and hometowns of G.I.'s killed in action taken from the Stars and Stripes newspaper. She broadcast messages from U.S. anti-war activists, including Jane Fonda. She also highlighted economic and racial inequality in the U.S. and the Detroit riots of 1967.
Isn't it clear that the warmakers are gambling with your lives while pocketing huge profits?
She did not talk about the horrible losses suffered by North Vietnam. U.S. troops generally dismissed her broadcasts, but she knew that they at least listened to her. She said she found this out years later by watching Robin Williams in the movie Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North, it's Hanoi Hannah!
Jen was born into a wealthy Vietnamese family in Hanoi in 1931. She studied English and loved Hollywood movies, especially Gone with the Wind. In a 1992 interview with C-SPAN, she said she believed her own broadcasts.
Our programs serve for a cause. So we believe in that cause, so we continue to broadcast.
After the war, Jen moved to Ho Chi Minh City with her husband. She worked in television until her retirement in 1987. She says she never joined the Vietnamese Communist Party and quickly forgot any anger she had felt against Americans. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.